USA News. I'm Corey Myers. No more rate hikes, at least for now.
After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective."
Powell says the hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. I'm John Schaefer.
A last chance effort to revive criminal charges against seven people in the Flint water scandal has been shut down by the Michigan Supreme Court. Cases were filed against former state health director Nick Lyon, former state medical executive Eden Wells, and five other people. Evidence was also presented against former governor Rick Snyder, who was charged with willful neglect of duty. Since 2016, the attorney general's office has tried to hold people criminally responsible for Flint's water disaster to no avail. Another Iowa building has partially collapsed. Four people were injured when part of a building under construction collapsed in Dubuque near the borders of Wisconsin and Illinois. Two of the four were critically injured. No word on what caused that collapse. It comes just 4 months after an apartment building collapse in Davenport that killed three people and left dozens homeless. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he turned down Ukrainian President Zelensky's request to address a joint meeting of Congress. The Republican said there was not enough time for the address given the busy legislative week and noted Zelensky just addressed Congress in December. Lawmakers are currently scrambling to pass legislation to fund the government beyond the end of the month. This is USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your healthcare provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine minus the alcohol, sugar, and calories.
I used to take naps in the afternoon, but I can tell you this. After taking Vinia for a week, no more naps. I've had more clarity than I ever have had before. I can think, I can drive, I can do things without any hesitation. It's like smooth energy all day long. I can enjoy life, I can be more productive. You'll feel the difference. Try Vinia.
In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia. Better blood flow. Better life.
Fox Corporation and Fox News Chair Rupert Murdoch stepping down. In a letter to Fox colleagues today, the 92-year-old announced he will become Chairman Emeritus for both companies effective in November. He said the time is right to take on different roles. Courtney Rich was running the last mile of a marathon in Salt Lake City when something unexpected happened. Her 10-year-old daughter Avery stepped in to help her finish the race.
As soon as I caught Avery's hand, in that moment, like any pain that I had in my legs, it felt like it disappeared.
Avery said she had to do it.
When I did and touched her hand, she just smiled and finished the race off with her best run.
Hollywood's writer's strike could be ending soon. The Writers Guild of America and producers met face-to-face yesterday and are near an agreement, according to CNBC. The two sides are hopeful to finalize a deal today. Kevin Costner has reportedly reached a divorce settlement with his estranged wife, Christine Baumgartner. The settlement comes after the former couple learned the exact amount to be paid for child support with a judge ruling in Costner's favor. Costner will pay $63,209 a month in child support. Baumgartner reportedly wanted over $161,000. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.